Chapter 10. Raggedy Ann and the Gift. It was nighttime. The house was quiet. All the dolls were sleeping in their beds. Fido was also sleeping in his basket. Every few minutes he would wake up. He would open one eye and lift one ear. He knew something was going to happen. Fido opened both his eyes. Then he smelled the air and got out of his basket. He shook himself and ran to Raggedy Ann's bed. Fido put his cold nose on Raggedy Ann's neck. She raised her head from the little pillow.
"Oh, it's you, Fido," said Raggedy Ann. "I dreamed the tin soldier put ice down my neck."
"I can't sleep," Fido said to Raggedy Ann. "I feel that something is going to happen."
"You have been eating too many bones, Fido. They keep you awake,"
Raggedy replied.
"No, it isn't that. I haven't had any bones since last Sunday. It isn't that. Listen, Raggedy."
Raggedy Ann listened. There was a sound like singing from voices far away.
"What is it?"
asked Fido.
"Shh," said Raggedy Ann.
"It's music."
It was the most beautiful music Raggedy Ann had ever heard. It grew louder, but still came from far away. Raggedy Ann and Fido could hear it well. It sounded like hundreds of tiny voices were singing together.
"Please don't howl, Fido," said Raggedy Ann.
She put her arms around the dog's mouth. Fido usually howled when he heard music. But Fido did not howl this time. He felt happy listening to the song. He thought that something very nice was going to happen. Raggedy Ann sat up in her bed. The room was full of a beautiful light. She thought that the music was coming from outside the window. So she jumped out of her bed and ran to the window. Fido ran with her. They looked out of the window and into the garden. Near the flowers, they saw many small fairies. Some were playing music and others were singing. Fido and Raggedy Ann listened to their song. The fairies started to dance closer and closer to Raggedy Ann and Fido. Raggedy knew that they shouldn't let the fairies see them. Fairies don't like to be watched. Raggedy Ann said,
"Hurry and go to your basket, Fido. They are coming here."
Then Raggedy Ann ran back to her bed. Fido jumped into his basket. He tried to look like he was sleeping, but he opened one eye to look at the fairies. Raggedy jumped into her bed. She pulled the blankets up to her face. She also opened one eye to see the fairies. Soon little fairies came into the room through the window. They were shining like silver, and they were singing. They had a little bundle. A beautiful light came from this bundle. Raggedy Ann and Fido thought that it was like sunshine. The fairies went across the room and out of the door with their bundle. Raggedy Ann and Fido heard them singing as they went down the hall. After some time, the fairies came back. They did not have the bundle now. They all flew out of the window. Raggedy Ann and Fido ran to the window again. They saw the fairies dancing around the flowers in the garden. A little later, the fairies' music stopped, and they flew away. Then Raggedy Ann and Fido went back to Raggedy's bed to think about the fairies. The next morning, the other dolls woke up. They saw Raggedy Ann and Fido looking curious and interested in something.
What is it, Raggedy Ann?
Asked the Tin Soldier and Uncle Clem. Before Raggedy Ann could answer, Marcella came running into the room. She picked up all the dolls and ran down the hall. Fido ran with her, barking loudly.
"Be quiet,"
Marcella said to Fido.
"It's sleeping. You will wake it."
She took them to Mama's bedroom. Mama was in bed. Next to her was a smaller bed. Mama helped Marcella put the dolls in a circle around the small bed. The dolls could now see that a bundle was in the bed. Mama pulled back the blanket from the bundle. The dolls saw a tiny little hand, a little face with a small nose, and a little head with no hair. It was a baby boy. Then Marcella took the dolls back to their room. They all started to talk at once.
"A little baby brother for Marcella," said Uncle Clem.
A beautiful bundle of love and fairy sunshine for everybody in the house,
said Raggedy Ann. Then she sat at the piano and played a happy song.